Well, these notes are massive. I will tell you today that those people of that time gave Jesus Christ prominence hearing. They gave him prominence, but they didn't give him preeminence.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. They gave him a place in their religion, but they didn't make him preeminent. And that's why in the scripture, I believe, don't mark this one down. But I believe it was, if I remember, my mind serves me correctly, which that fails me all the time. So there's my disclaimer. I think it was 43 times that in the book of Colossians, Paul uses, and the word all is not used in the Bible more than in the book of Colossians. It is used 43 times in the book of Colossians. Why? Because Paul was driving home that Jesus Christ is not just a part of your life. He doesn't just have a place in your life, but he needs to be everything in your life. He needs to be everything in your world. He needs to be the air that you breathe, the miles that you walk, the whatever. He needs to be everything. He needs to have the preeminence. And the whole theme of the book of Colossians is Paul preaching, it's all in him. We sing a song. Oh, the mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father, the King Eternal. You know what we're learning? It's all in him. It's all in him. It's all in him. What was Paul doing? Paul was telling the church at Colossae, you're blending the message. You're adding some stuff that shouldn't be there. You're bringing some ideology and philosophy that shouldn't be there. Everything is in Jesus. Everything is in Jesus. Everything is in Jesus. It is all in him. Really, this is the same critical error that modern Christianity today has done. They've added and added and added and added, and Jesus is no more than a simple byproduct of most churches today.
Yeah.
But when we talk about grace, we're talking about Jesus.
Yes.
We're not talking about grace. Get it?
That's right.
When we talk about the love of God, we're not talking about love. We're talking about Jesus. But modern Christianity has separated those things and has put grace over here as a separate entity of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Hear Brother Josh Frank saying that's right? You know why? Because he used to go to Grace Church.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. They separate and they say Jesus, they give him lip service, and he has become prominent in their world, but not preeminent.
Right.
He doesn't rule supreme in their life. He's just a part of their life. Right. And how many am I preaching here to today that Jesus is only a part of your life and he's not preeminent? I beg of you today not to let that be the case, and let Jesus be a part of your world, but let him be everything. Let him be all. Let him be everything to you. Now, how does Paul do it? Paul.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, I still got some more time. Because I don't have an end result here, okay?
There's
no end result. I'm just preaching. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm loving the gospel. I'm living the gospel.
Yes! Yes!
The gospel is my passion. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Paul puts down false doctrine by continually lifting up Jesus.
Yes.
He does make specific reference.
Thank you, Jesus.
He does make reference to their philosophy and their ideology, but he doesn't give them a whole lot of time. He doesn't give them a whole lot of airtime, if you will. He just starts talking about how grand Jesus is, how awesome Jesus is. And if we could get a revelation and an understanding of this, then if we just continue to lift up Jesus. Sometimes we get so tied up in knots in defending everything that we don't ever get the opportunity to lift Jesus up. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting tired of being on the defensive. I want to start being on the offensive and tear the devil's kingdom down and bring a fight to the gates of hell. Over 34 times. There you go. My dyslexia kicked in. It's 34 times. 34 times in four chapters. That word all was used. It's all in him. It's all. Jesus Christ is not prominent. I'm going to drive that. You say, well, you got it the first time. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Because some of you still sat on your duff and didn't even move a muscle. Yeah. You didn't even twitch. You gave lip service to it. So you're being mean. No, I'm sticking a thumbtack under your saddle. Come so on. Every time you come down, you go, oh! Yeah. I do some kind of reaction. I'll stick up under your saddle and go get that horse you're riding to get furious and start bucking and going crazy until you start paying attention and say, Woo! It's something that I can get more out of a funeral. Some of you, I can get more out of a funeral than what I'm getting out of you right now. And we have Jesus. We have the Savior. We have the Creator.
Come on.
Colossians 1:16. Watch this. For by him were all, everybody say all. For by him were all things created.
Yeah.
In other words, ain't nobody got any creation but Jesus Christ. That are in heaven and that are in earth, both visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or whether they be dominions, principalities or powers. All, everybody say all. All things were created by him and for him. He's got a purpose for all things. It's not an accident. It's not happen chance. It's not just a fluky incident. No, my friend, God, the Creator, Jesus Christ, has it all for a purpose.
Yeah.
All for a reason. All for you to show His glory. And He is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Oh yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Can you see how Paul was beaten a tar out of that Eastern religion? Paul was beaten a snot out of Gnostics. He was just tearing down Judaism and all the legalistic, the Jewish legalism of that day. He was just pounding it and pounding it and pounding it by lifting up Jesus. Then he said, and he is the head of the body, the church. Woo! Who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead. That in all things. That in all things. Here's where it's at. That in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen. That he might have the preeminence. I'm the creator of all things. By all things consists from me. And the reason why, because I am going to have the preeminence. I'm not going to settle for second best. He doesn't want to be second string in your life. He doesn't want to be second best in your life. He wants to be number one. He's a judge God. And all things might have, all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness. You heard that before, Brother Clem?
Yeah.
All the fullness. Everything dwelleth in Jesus Christ.
I know we haven't even started on verses 1 and 2 and dissected.
That's okay.
We got weeks. Well, unless Jesus comes. Lord,
yes. Right.
Colossians 2 and 3 said, in whom are hid
all
the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
You can go ahead, go to college all you want. I'm not down in college, don't get me wrong. You can go to all the trade schools, you can do this, you can do that. You can get wisdom and knowledge from all over the place. Right. But there ain't no wisdom and no knowledge that is hidden in the treasures of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
I'm so simple in believing that I believe that even if you don't know something on your trade, You don't even know something that you haven't went to school for, that God.
All right.
Because he's free.
All right. All right.
Oh, I know, I know, I know. Yes. You say, how did I even know that? I'll tell you how you knew that.
Right.
It's because Jesus Christ was preeminent.
Yeah, right.
And when he's preeminent, even though you don't know, he can take that thought and go.
That's right.
Yes. Right. Wow, that didn't cost me $20,000. Well, I'm going to pay back that student loan. Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know. I didn't understand that. But because he is preeminent, there are things that you may not know, you may not understand, but because he is preeminent, he goes, I'm going to give you out of my treasure chest all the wisdom.
Amen.
All of the knowledge. So if you're lacking today in wisdom, knowledge, understanding, even on your job, so on and so forth, don't dive into the books. Dive into the book.
Yes.
And understand and make him preeminent and say, God, this is bigger than me. I don't understand all the ways of the city and the state and the taxes and the accounting and the this and the that. God, you do. Put me in the right place at the right time with the right people.
Right.
I want you to be preeminent in my life, in everything that I do. So I may not know somebody that does know. You know what? God does that too.
Right.
I don't know how to do this, God. Put me in connection with somebody else. And because I made God preeminent, all of a sudden a dude like Joel shows up that knows everything about Chevys. But knows nothing about Fords. And he's deceived.
And therefore I have to pray for somebody else to pray for my life.
See, he knows how to fix the Chevys. Because they're always broke down.
See, I got y'all's attention. I appreciate you. I got you back engaged. That's why I brought it home. I had to put it in the shop as soon as I got it.
Remember who got the microphone. You never fight with the guy that got the microphone.
Right.
Lesson number one. No, you understand what I'm talking about. I know I made a little bit of fun, and I made a little joke, a little bit of laughter there, but you've got to understand that God designs that. When we make him preeminent in our life, he'll put us in the right place at the right time, because all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in him.
Yes.
Your last day is Wednesday, and you're fixing to do that haircut deal. I thank God that you're stepping off, and I know it's a step of faith, and your wife is about ready to have a nervous breakdown, but we'll pray for her, and God will heal her. Amen. Amen. But we're going to pray the next year that you're going to reach in the promise of faith. Dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all. There again. Bam. He said, you don't need anybody else but Jesus. For in him. the head of all principality and all power. You don't have to grease the palm of somebody's hand.
Right, right.
To gain a little bit of power and influence. But that's the way of the world.
Right. It is.
That's right. The way a lot of business is run.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I'll tell you what. You start scratching Jesus' back, and you ain't going to have to scratch nobody else.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's got preeminence. So.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Come on. Praise the Lord.
Maybe I'm just too simple. Maybe I'm just too ignorant and too dumb to believe it. But I just believe it according to the Word of God. And if I make him preeminent in my life, if I make him first and number one, everything that I do, he'll line up all the things. He'll make it happen. Even when an obstacle looks like it's set in front of me, even when the enemy makes it look dark and gloomy and dismal, Jesus said, hey, you just trust me. I'll clear those clouds. I'll put that red sea. I'll be your pillar of fire at night. I'll be your cloud in the day. I'll be your bread that you can eat fresh every day. I'll give you whatever you need if you'll make me number one.
Yes.
I didn't run out of things to say, but I ran out of juice. I need to go eat. I need to take a nap and get ready for round two.
Amen.
Take a nap. I've been working.
Sweat.
I'm working. Colossians 3 and 7. And understand, remember, we're still in the book of Colossians. Colossians 3 and 7 said, and whatsoever you do in word
or deed
or action, whatsoever you do in word or in action, do some of it when it's convenient in the name. He said, do it. I don't want somebody to think I'm some type of Jesus freak. Then you're ashamed.
That's right.
That's right.
Respect belittles you. And I don't know when the end is come if you're going to be worthy of that name.
That's right.
And that ought to shake you to your very foundation and core.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I just feel weird praying about this job. Or I feel weird praying about this decision. Or I feel weird.
No.
And I understand there's some things that are just of life. I understand that to a degree. And everything's not, and I'm not trying to over-spiritualize things and go, ooh, we're going to pray over what kind of paper towels to buy. Whether brawny or whether good or great stuff or whatever. Which one soaks up the most liquid? Ooh, in Jesus' name. Brawny! You don't over spiritualize it, but you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with just taking that time. You're driving the Word of God, whatever happens today. Put me right in the middle of your will.
Right.
Let me do, and let me be all that I can be for you.
Right. Yes.
I don't even know what's going to happen today, God.
Oh, yes.
I don't even know what I'm going to eat today.
Yes.
But if there's somebody that needs you, put me in connection with them. If it's that one right there, that I'm sitting there and I'm staring at them eye to eye, and I can see tears welling up in their eyes as they're taking my order.
Praise
you. Do I have the guts to reach out and say, hey, let me tell you something. I want to pray for you.
Come on now.
Yes.
Well, that church card, let me give you my phone number. And you call me. I want to pray with you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor,
it looked like,
whoa,
you're stepping out there.
That's how the gospel got spread from Ephesus to all of Asia. 2 years.
Yeah. Yes. Go get your map out. Go look at all of Asia.
Yes.
Look at all of Asia.
Yes.
Look where Ephesus is, and then look at all of Asia.
So you gotta go, whoa.
It's bigger than the Sparks and Reno City Limits.
2 years!
We got a lot of sagebrush to evangelize. You know what? We got a lot of gas to burn up.
Right.
We got a lot of tires to buy to get this gospel to wherever it needs to go. But if they did it by foot, they burn up a lot of samples.
That's right. Yes.
They burn up a lot of samples to get it all over Asia. They kept Nike in business. Or Birkenstock. Crocs. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, saints of God, what are we doing with this gospel? What are we doing with this gospel that God has so graciously given to us? Is it all in Him? Are we going to settle for less? Have we ourselves even fallen prey to the devices, the philosophy, the ideology of the enemy? To, you know, it's a scary statistic that I think it was 90%. Please don't quote me on this, but I think it was around 90% of One God Apostolic Churches have less than 100 people. Why is that? When everywhere I see in this gospel, that this gospel blanketed all of Asia, it turned cities upside down. There were 1,000 getting the Holy Ghost here. There were 2,000 getting something here. There was this multitude and this multitude and that multitude. Have we bought into a bill of goods that the devil has sold us? We aren't as powerful as we think we are. Have we ourselves bought into Jewish legalism so much to the point that we wear what we are instead of we live what we are? This gospel was propagated in this way. God revealed to me and let me be the spark. Let me be the flame, whatever, God. Let me be the catalyst that makes it explosive.
Amen.
What a letter that Paul wrote, and how he defeated all the ideologies by just capitalizing on Jesus. What do you say we capitalize on Jesus? We make Him truly. And I know, church, I know that I have said this, but I mean it with all my heart. I say it because it's burning inside of my spirit. I don't want to be an apostolic with a bunch of lip service.
Right.
With a bunch of words, because I've been raised in this. And I know key phrases. And I know this. And
that's right.
That's
right.
No. I don't want a lip service apostolic truth. I want an apostolic truth that is demonstrated.
Amen.
You can use anything, Lord. We still got a few minutes here. Let's take some time. I want the Word of God.
water it with prayer. Will you do that? Water it with prayer. Water it with prayer. Let's find a place to pray. You want to stand right where you're at, that's fine. You want to come down to the front, that's fine. But let's find a place to pray. You want to kneel, that's fine. You want to stand, that's fine. It doesn't matter. I want you to pray. Let's pray. Let's pray the watering of the Word. Let's pray the watering of the Word. Lord, I don't want another message just to be falling upon deaf ears. But let it cultivate. Let it activate. Let it mature.